From the town that brought you Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, and Starbucks, broadcasting from C-Town WA, it's Chris Cochran.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Here at the Cochran Yard Sale with Tim Primo. This is the pre-yard sale with Tim Primo. Say hi.
Hi.
And what have we been up to today so far?
We have the ladies have priced. The guys have drug stuff out of the basement. And right now, I think just about everything is priced. Everything is out of the basement. And we're learning how to tie ties.
Nice. Tim's teaching my daughter, Riley, how to tie a tie. What kind of tie are you wearing, Tim?
I think this is currently a Daffy Duck tie. Is that who that is? Daffy? Donald? Donald Duck? I don't know the difference.
It's Donald Duck. And, Riley, how about you? What is your tie?
A Beatles tie.
Where'd you guys get these ties?
My dad.
Wow. Thanks. Thanks for being honest. All right, we're going to go outside here and see what we get. Heidi's sitting on the front porch making some signs. We're doing a little sound seeing tour of the Cochran Yard Sale. So as we look around here at the Cochran Yard Sale, there's a lot of stuff here. We made the mistake of telling all of our friends. Oh, Shonda's here too. Say hi, Shonda.
Hi.
And she's helping us too, because see, they moved up here from Louisiana. And they have a lot of junk to get rid of too, because they didn't come from Alabama with a banjo on their knee. They came from Louisiana with a nooshie on their knee. And they came up here and they have a lot of junk to get rid of too. And so anyway, as I look around here, I got like the random stuff. Say hi, Mikey.
Hi.
We wanted to have a really good garage sale. So what we did was we told everybody we knew, hey, we're having a garage sale. If you got anything you want to sell, you know, bring it on over. And little did we know what that would get us, because the same weekend we're having our garage sale, Colby and Emily moved to California, which gave them the opportunity to dump anything they didn't want, you know, with us. And they gave us some good stuff for the garage sale. But as I look around here, there's some suitcases. There's an overhead projector. There's a stereo here with no speakers. There's a DM2 digital music mixer from Mixman. It's like two little turntable things. There's an MTX MX1500. It's a DJ. It's like a mixer. There's a computer here, an old PC, an old iMac, the $20 iMac I picked up, a couple of speakers. There's some big Electro-Voice speakers that look like they're ready to be hung from a ceiling and a coffee table. Brand new Microsoft Advanced Ergonomic Keyboard and a brand new VCR. Of course, nobody will ever use, because nobody uses VCRs anymore. There's a bed here. And even though we haven't started yet, we have our first customer. I do an internet distributed radio show, so that's what I'm...
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that's why I'm not...
A lot of great stuff here.
Thanks. What do you think so far?
Incredible opportunities.
Wow. See, right there from a customer. We haven't even opened yet. We're a day from opening, and that's our first customer. So I see your eye on this desk piece here. What do you think about it so far?
I like it a lot, except I'm afraid to take it home because I'm afraid my wife will hit me with it. It's just we have too much stuff, and I just realized that where I was going to put it's not going to work. So I'm going to have to find something else, which won't be hard because you got such great stuff here and such a huge amount of it that it's a snap.
Yeah, we got room. We got stuff here. So, did you see this over here? This is both hot and cold refrigerator. You can plug into your cigarette lighter.
Incredible.
Yeah, I know.
That's a fine piece.
Yeah, I got that for my birthday one year, and well, now we're getting rid of it. So anyway, we got some clothing here. I got you know you're getting old when you have like a generation's worth of suits. I have suits now that are out of style. Well, for people my age, they're out of style, and so I'm selling those. That means I'm officially old because what was in style isn't anymore. There's a tent here. What else we got going? Oh, this is a nice air mattress. It's a queen-size air mattress and sleeping bag all in one. They're hooked together. And, of course, you got the obligatory free boxes and stuff here. What's that?
Yeah, the crap load of clothes that we're selling.
As Mikey said, we do. We have a crap load of clothes. We have clothes here coming out our yang. There's a little barbecue over here on the side. There's some books. I found a box full of books, Eric and Leslie Ludi books, like a whole box full of them that we never used. So there's a couple of beds over here. And I think this is probably – I'll take a picture of this actually and post it for you guys. The piece de resistance is this bad boy right here. Did you see this, sir? This might interest you quite a bit. It's a license plate frame. It attaches to your license plate frame but goes around the back of your car.
Wow, that's not for me, but I'll tell you, it's for somebody. That somebody's going to be like the number one holiday season person on their block with this on their car. I've never seen anything like this.
You know, me either. That's the kind of stuff we specialize in here at this yard sale. It's from Walmart, Department 18. Sale price on it, $8.97, but we're selling it for only 50 cents. And it's a gigantic cartoon-looking reindeer that you would put around your license plate. And specifically, the box here shows, it's specifically made for Corvettes, but I think it would apply to any vehicle.
Oh, I think so.
And only 50 cents. So there's also, and this will also my second favorite right here, the tambourine. I can't believe anyone would get rid of a tambourine. You'd have church anywhere if you have a tambourine. So,
amen.
So anyway, that's it from the yard sale. We'll bring you some more later. Of course, as people come tomorrow, we're going to be interviewing them, too. Just like the gentleman you just heard. Totally, I've never met the guy before in my life. And he's a pretty good guest on the show. I might have him back sometime. So anyway, that's it for day one pre-garage sale for the CarCast. So we just learned a new motto that Shonda uses for life. It's pretty much a motto that I think that most people could live by, but some just don't. Specifically, Heath Ledger and or Jake Gyllenhaal. But Shonda's life motto is, the butt stuff I just can't do. Because she's looking for a job, and we suggested that she work at a nursing home, and then she could work in the geriatric ward. And then she could, like, there's men who need, like, old people who need their butts wiped. And her response was, the butt stuff I just can't do. Tim, what are your feelings on that?
I absolutely have to concur. We'll just leave it at that.
Think about how great it'd be if she came home from doing the butt stuff and made you dinner with the same hands she wiped an old man's butt with.
Yeah, you're going to want to wash those. Wear gloves and wash the gloves.
Did you say you'd throw up on them? Oh, they throw up on themselves. Yeah, it's true. So as you can tell, we've had a little lull here in business at the garage sale. Not quite gotten as many people in right now as we hoped or thought. But I'll tell you what, though. I'm glad that we didn't have this garage sale 2 days because we would have a lot less good stuff for a day number two, which might explain why we have less people coming in here today. So, more to come from the Cochran Primo Garage Sale 2006. So it's now 5 minutes to 4 p.m., and we've... Abby doesn't want to be on the show, so she's left. It's now 4 p.m., and the garage sale should officially be over. However, we have not sold nearly enough stuff. So we've now resorted to guerrilla tactics. We have posted an ad. Oh, I'm sorry, Nushi. I almost knocked over the dog. We've posted an ad on Craigslist saying we've got all kinds of free crap we're piling up outside our house. I actually, my exact post said we have a pantload of crap, including clothes coming out our yangs. So I'm hoping that'll attract some of the freak nasties to come out of the woodwork, come collect some junk, so that I don't have to put it back in the basement or take it to the place?
Goodwill.
It's not Goodwill. It's a thrift store. So what I'll do for you, CarCast listeners, is we're going to start cleaning up now, taking the stuff downstairs we don't want people to try to take for free. And then what we'll do is we'll document our trip to the thrift store and see if we get yelled at for bringing so much crap. So, over and out from this section of the Cochran, Primo, and other people's crap yard sale. So, it's now 4:45, 4:50, and we finished up the Cochran, Primo garage sale 2006. And we had a lot of stuff left over. I'll take a little picture of what's left over. And I'm going to take pictures of the people because, Shonda, explain to me what you're seeing right now.
Everybody is rummaging because it's free. And it's crazy. It's like vultures. Somebody tried to take my dog kennel with the dog food right by it.
Yeah, nobody came for like hours. And then we put a Craigslist posting that says free. And next thing you know, there's like 40 people here fighting over like junk. So anyway, I'll take some pictures of – I'm going to secretly take some pictures of people rummaging through this stuff out the window. I didn't get the permissions to take these pictures, so I hope they don't see this posting on my account and sue me. There's Reiji playing with Minushi on the extra stuff. See, there's just random people out there looking through from our neighbors. And so there's some pictures of the people who are – like, it's crazy, like – nobody came for a long time, and now all of a sudden there's like seriously probably 15 people out there, and more keep coming. And we wanted to leave, but I'm afraid to leave them because I'm afraid they'll steal my whole house. Well, we're gone. Rachel has the dog. The dog is safe. Wow. I'm just telling you right now, this is a different day in my life, an experience I don't think I've yet experienced here in Seattle. So in a while, we'll bring you some more and give you a fun. Another guy just came, dude. There must be people that's all they do is like cruise Craigslist for free postings. Wow. Well, no, okay, to be in all fairness, there's three people out there who are across the street. Bronwyn and John and what was the other girl's name? And Allie. And they're our neighbors from across the street. We just met them for the first time today, and they're very cool. It was a great event to meet my neighbors. But they came over, and we decided that amongst neighbors we are going to do a block party. So I'm going to make up some flyers and organize it and see if everybody, you know, if there's a date in February or February. That'd be a horrible day to do a block party. Maybe in, like, September when we can do a block party. And so Bronwyn and Allie and John collected some of our stuff, and they're taking it. It's good to see that it's not going to be far away in case we want to visit the stuff they've taken. And a lot of it wasn't even our stuff. So anyway, that's it for this update. More later.
This is Tim, and I've totally taken control over the CarCast. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm running the show. Now, my take on today's garage sale was that it was a total and utter embarrassing disaster. It was painful. It was hard. It was hot. Shh, Shonda, I am running the show. But we had a good time. And I would have to say, Shonda and I, we probably made $4 or $5. And we're now playing with Chris's new computer, so I'm just going to go. I'm sorry to have taken up your precious seconds. Bye.
So, I took in a picture of this, and I will post it with this, because you're not going to believe this. We left for dinner after... We had a lot of stuff left over. We had we left all the extra stuff that we wanted, like we were didn't care about getting rid of after the yard sale. We left it here in the yard, and there was the picture I just took that you'll see. There was a whole area there that was covered with stuff, and you'll see that there's left a monitor, two small shelves, a lamp, and some curtain rods, and that's it. You don't understand. There was a pile and some mattresses. There was a pile of clothes here. I would say 2 feet deep. Is that pretty accurate, Tim?
Yeah.
2 feet deep?
Oh, it was at least 2 feet deep. In some areas higher.
Like 8 feet wide.
And it was like huge. It was seriously like about 8 to 10 feet long and probably 3 to 4 feet wide, and it's all gone. It's completely gone. All of the suit jackets that were on the fence are gone. The blankets that everything was on are gone. Like, seriously? Someone else just cleaned my yard of all the leftover junk from the yard sale. And they even took down, and this is the best part, Tim, they even took down the free sign that we left up.
Took the free sign. When you say free in Seattle, you'll get a turnout. Seattle people apparently love the free.
I'm going to have to post a follow-up Craigslist posting saying, thank you, you guys rock, you did my job. Like, you would not believe, I'm stunned. I'm pretty much speechless. Because seriously, there was one monitor, a lamp, and a couple of old curtain rods, and that's it. They took everything. It's all, wow. I mean, they... we took some stuff downstairs, but only the valuable stuff. Like, all the junk was left out here. And I don't have to go to, like, I have a very small pile of stuff. I wish we'd have put all the junk out there. We had some junk we didn't think anybody wanted. I wish we'd put it all out there.
They went through that, too. They took probably two boxes.
What's that?
They went through that, too. They took, like, two, probably emptied out two boxes back there.
It'll seriously take us 5 minutes to load up what we have left to take to the Goodwill or whatever.
We never had this happen before.
Today is a miracle. A miracle took place. The Lord blessed us with a miracle here today. And we have, I mean, this was like, I seriously know now what the disciples felt like when the loaves and fish were broken and there was stuff left over, only it's in reverse. The loaves and fishes have been broken and there was nothing left over. And we were over chicken.
And brother.
All I know is, one thing that I did today was, we did lose the tambourine and the pirate shirt, or else I would be playing tambourine right now. So, Tim's going to lay down the mattresses in the backyard now. We're going to do some backyard wrestling, just him and I. Not a broke back, but hey, we're in Seattle. So, that's it for this episode of the CarCast, the 2700-mile/CarCast episode. It's all over. The big yard sale 2006 has come to an end. And boy, are we happy.
Soul never shines.
The CarCast, CarCast, CarCast.
The CarCast,
CarCast, CarCast.
Chris Cochran,
CarCast.
Podcasting while driving through the mean streets of Seattle.
CarCast, CarCast.
Don't you be driving like no fool,
CarCast.
Or he'll be calling you out.
CarCast.
We love you, CarCast. We do. We love your CarCast, we do. We love your CarCast, we do. Oh, CarCast, we love you.